So obviously there's no doubting that players can get seriously injured by a shoulder charge. Were there any other options that you looked at to ensure the safety of players other than the ban?
Oh, well, we've had some strong procedures in place through our judiciary system in recent years regarding shoulder contact to the head of players. But the commission felt, based on the findings of this research, that it was in the best interests of the players and the players' health and safety going forward that they begin a process of eliminating these type of technique from the game. You look at some of the key findings of the report, which are scary when you're talking about a shoulder charge with 72% greater force and velocity involved in that tackle compared to a conventional style tackle. You know, when these go wrong, they go wrong at high speed and the consequences can be dire for the players.
Did you expect such a strong response from the players against the ban?
You know, again, people have their own opinions on rules. Sometimes decisions have to be made that are in the best interests of people's health and safety. And whether people agree with them or not, the game has a duty to all players at all levels of the game to provide a safe playing environment. And we believe making this change to the rules of the game will assist in that.
The feeling out there that's being expressed by the players is that when the shoulder charge is executed properly, it's a great part of the game. Those that receive them, those that get them, sort of, they still want to be in there.
Well, look, it's just on that. Our research shows that it makes up less than 1% of total tackles in the game. So we're talking about an absolute blip on the radar in terms of the amount of tackles. But when they do go wrong, the research showed that around 17% of shoulder charges can make contact with the head or neck of an opponent. That figure's just too great. And again, when contact is made with the head or neck, the consequences can be severe. So again, the game has made a decision that in the best interest of the safety of all players, that it no longer has a part in the game.
What consultation did the commission have with the players and coaches in making the decision?
Through the research committee, they contacted the RLPA, the Players Association, where we requested on their website direct feedback into the research project. We listed the terms of reference for the research that was going on, and as part of that process, I believe we received one piece of written feedback from a player and also some verbal feedback as well to the research committee. So the research committee did the right process in that they did consult players, and what we received back was taken into consideration as part of this process.
However, Chief Executive of the Rugby League Players Association, David Garnsey, believes the players weren't adequately consulted.
You know, this is an important issue for players because they've spoken passionately about it, but it's an important issue for the game as well because the game wants to be seen to be looking after the safety of players. Both those things are important. It's also very important that, in our view, the relationship between the NRL and the players is a partnership. Players are very keen to assist the game to grow to its full potential, but we see it can only do that if the players are part of the discussion, particularly on matters which impact them directly. This is one of those, and we say they weren't included in the discussion to the extent they should have been once this report was published. That opportunity is now being afforded to us. We will look at the report, we will form our conclusions, and then anything we do after that is to be determined.
Why do you think many players have reacted so strongly against the ban when it is for their safety?
Well, they don't deny that the motivation of the ban is for their safety, but bear in mind this is a very interesting subject because it's a clash between a football issue and a safety issue. And that is what makes it so interesting, but at the same time, perhaps so difficult to reconcile. Many players, coaches, fans love the shoulder charge, very passionate about it. It's considered to be both exciting and a point of difference between rugby league and other football codes. In some people think it's capable of being a game-changing event on the field. And for that reason, it's something that a lot of people are very keen to retain. On the other hand, we've got doctors saying it's a health issue. They're very concerned about the risk involved. Mm-hmm. Head trauma is obviously an enormous concern in rugby league as it is in other sports. And at the end of the day also, there's a possible threat of litigation based on the US example if administrators don't take steps to avoid foreseeable risks. So it's a question of reconciling those two things. And that is really what makes my statement yesterday so important because bear in mind my position, I'm the employee of the player. I act for them and I respect their views and need to ensure that they're heard. But at the same time, I need to ensure that they receive the information they need to make informed assessments, and I need to give them appropriate advice.